Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we get a chance to bring our good buddy Rob Jollis back on the show. Rob is the president of Jollis & Associates. He's the author of so many books, I had to take a wheelbarrow to take them to the studio. They've sold something under a billion copies across the galaxy, including, I think his new one's called How to Change Minds. Is that right, Rob?
That's it.
That's a brand new one.
Influence without manipulation.
There you go, Rob Jollis. There's the lilting voice of Rob. Hey, Rob, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back today.
Always good to be with
you. Welcome back today. Hey, I know you want to talk about luck.
Yes, sir.
Luck is an interesting thing. And tell us about your position. I've got a relationship with luck that I'll talk about in a minute, but I want you to talk about your thoughts on luck first.
Well, it's interesting you start that way, because I have a relationship with luck, too, but I always thought it was just luck. I thought it's just, well, I'm a lucky guy, you know, Jim's a lucky person. But I started doing some reading, and I started doing some research, because you know, the Xerox and both of us say, okay, if there isn't a process behind it, then I don't have a whole lot of use for it.
Mm-hmm.
But so the question is the process behind luck? In other words, can people do certain things to make themselves luckier?
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you a quick example. You know, I went to a ball game about a year ago, and I caught a foul ball. Hooray for me. And I worked the odds up to 27,761-1, because that's how many people were in the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
But when I looked at it a little more carefully, I thought, well, wait a second, my odds were actually better than that. For instance, I actually caught the ball off the facing that went off over my head on the fly. But in terms of preparation, let's just start there. I think you and I are two people that are pretty prepared when we go do our things.
Mm-hmm.
You prepare for your show,
yep.
You prepare for your presentations. Does preparation help? What if I told you as a kid, I threw a ball off a wall for about 8 years, probably 20,000 times. Would that make my odds a little better?
Also buy a ticket where most foul balls are hit.
Well, that means
not behind the catcher.
That's right. Although I want to tell you, that ball went past the screen. I was about two rows, way over my head. But still, preparation, you know, and I just pause there for a minute and think about that. How many people who are listening to your show right now really don't put in the preparation
right before
they're going to meet that client? So you and I walk around and say, oh, I was lucky, I met this client, they're going to do business with us. Somebody else says no. I'm very curious about that preparation.
Or position. Yep. Don't minimize where you buy your ticket either. Let me give you an example. Mm-hmm. And I talked about this a little bit in the last visit with Jeff Savar. When I was in sales in the days when you were Xerox and I was Xerox, if I woke up that morning and I didn't have it in me, I just wasn't feeling it right. I didn't stay home. I got up and I planned on goofing off all day long, but I went and goofed off at the donut shop. I didn't goof off at home. I bought a ticket for the donut shop. I didn't buy a ticket for my living room. And while I was there trying my best not to sell anything, people would come up to me and say, hey, aren't you that guy from Xerox?
Well,
because I bought a ticket. I bought it not planning on doing anything, intending to be lazy that day. I still bought a ticket for the marketplace.
All right. Guess what? You just fell into another lucky piece. Because guess what you did at that donut shop? You started talking to people. I know you. You didn't stare at the floor and stare at your coffee. You started yapping it up because that's who you and I are, okay? And guess what research says? Research says, not an opinion, a fact, that lucky people tend to talk to people in line, around them,
mm-hmm.
at the bus station, on the train, in the plane. And guess what unlucky people do? They typically don't like to yap it up and talk to people. Well, think about the reason why that would make you luckier. You keep increasing your sphere mm-hmm. of contact. So how many times have you and I sort of gone home and talked to our spouses and said, I was so lucky, I met this guy who knew a guy who went to school with a guy,
right.
And now I have contract.
Right.
Where we think, wait a second, if we did that every day, if we talked to people in line at the supermarket, wouldn't that make us luckier? And the answer is yes.
Yeah. Well, yeah, luck usually has some perspiration around it, doesn't it?
Of course.
It's usually associated with some elbow grease and some shoe leather.
That's it. You know, there's preparation. How about practice? How about learning from our mistakes, Jim?
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, how many people are victims in business? This is happening, the economy, mm-hmm. whatever, and they go into that spiral of disappointment.
Yeah.
I'd love to talk about that during the next
Hold on to that thought. We're going to come back and talk some more about luck with our good friend Rob Jolis. As you can tell, he's thought about this. Rob Jolis, and that's jolis.com, by the way, jolles.com. That's how you can find him online. Rob and I will be right back. Stay with us.
If you're a business owner, who can you trust to stand short?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.